A girl sits by her window and plays her flute. The tune is slow, and tears drip down her cheeks. Her shoulders sag. Her sadness fills the room. Her tune drifts out the window and into the breeze. Blue notes follow the leaves, floating past the treetops. Every note is perfect, not a single mistake. But oh, how sad they sound! Up in the sky, the sad notes start to cry. Green tears drop down, one by one, into the clouds below. The clouds soak up each tear until they cannot hold more. Then the clouds start to cry too. Down in the garden, Brown Rabbit feels a raindrop on his nose, then 10 more. "That's odd," says Brown Rabbit. "It was sunny a minute ago." Black Rabbit presses close beside him, and Bird hides in the flowers, small and still. A sad song drifts down with the rain. Flower turns to Bee with a worried look. "Such a sad tune. There must be a problem. Who could be playing this song?" Bee is not sure. She buzzes her wings and flies off to find out. "Can you hear that sad, sad song?" Bee asks Bird. "Each note is a tear. This is no error. Someone is truly hurting." "Who could carry such sadness?" Bird wonders. "We must find out." Bird turns to Brown Rabbit. "You see so well and run so fast. Will you help us find the one who plays this song of sorrow?" Rabbit nods and bounds away. Brown Rabbit follows the tune and finds the girl crying by her window. "Why do you play such a sad song?" he calls up to her. "I miss my mother and father," she whispers with a sob. Rabbit tells Bird, and Bird tells Bee why the girl is so sad. The girl comes down from her window, and the critters rush to greet her. The rabbits leap into her arms, and Bird presses close to her neck. "Do not be sad. We are here." Girl is not lonely now. She sits in the golden garden with a rabbit on each side, Bird on her arm, and Bee buzzing around the flowers to make her giggle. She does not play her flute. Perhaps soon she will, and the song will welcome the sun.